This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's go to Philadelphia because the mayor there was doing a little jig dancing when they became a sanctuary city. We can show you the video here. Listen to this.
A sanctuary city.
Yeah.
A sanctuary city.
All right. Might be cute. Lots of people saying they want to abolish ICE until you hear the story. This next story. It happened again. Another horrific crime committed by an illegal. His name is Juan Ramon Vasquez. He was deported in 2009, illegally re-enters the United States, and then arrested in Philadelphia in 2014. Authorities decided they're not going to call ICE. They let him go. They drop the charges. He gets out, and he sexually assaults a child. A reporter asked the mayor how this could happen, and the mayor blames ICE. Listen to this.
If they had gotten a warrant, we would have turned the person over, and nothing of this would have happened.
And if the city had held the detainer,
against the order of a child
wouldn't have been raped.
Against the order of a common police court judge.
You do see this, though, as a tragedy.
Yes.
No way to look at
it. It's an absolute tragedy, and all they had to do was get a warrant, and we would have turned them over.
They didn't even know about it. How are they supposed to get a warrant if they didn't know about it? They never contacted ICE.
This is disgusting. I'm telling you, my 8.5 years in Congress, I saw this time and time again. We had hearings about this. The Obama administration released 80,000 criminal aliens back into the homeland instead of deporting them. And you got mayors like this dancing around. And this young woman was raped by somebody that we had in custody. And instead of adhering to a detainer request, a notice from ICE saying, hey, if you have this person, let us know. The mayor is over there dancing, releasing this person, and he rapes a young girl. Totally preventable. Totally preventable.
But they dropped the charges because back in 2014, when this happened, they were dropping charges left and right.
That's right, because they had these sanctuary cities that they're dancing about. I mean, literally, this is where the Democrats are on this. They work hard and dance more for people that are here illegally than they do to protect their own citizens, and there are consequences. There are rapes. There are murders. There are DUIs. There are people that are affected by this, and this guy has to say, well, it should have gotten a warrant. No, they didn't. They just needed to communicate with ICE so that the federal authorities could do what they needed to do, which is expel this guy, if not incarcerate him for a number of
years. Imagine being that child's parent.
He was here illegally. He went back home, and then he got back across the border. So when the president fights for the border wall, how dare the Democrats say, oh, we don't need it. It's not working. It's so porous that these guys that go out and rape these young women are coming back across the border.
There's been a slight tick down over the last 2 months, but only 7%. There's still 31,000 people flooding across our border.
It's by the tens of thousands, and there are real crimes that are committed by these people.
What do you make of Congressman Andy Biggs' suggestion that we essentially fine Mexico $2,000 for every illegal who comes into the country to help pay for the wall?
We are sending Mexico foreign aid. Why should we send them foreign aid if they're going to send us people here illegally? They need to do their part on the other side of the border. And Andy Biggs has come up with a creative way to do this. He's been floating around, but now he's actually put pen to paper.
And he says, you know, we're not asking them to write checks. We're just going to give them less aid, deduct from the aid that we're giving them to crack down on
their criminal
activity.
Or how about just cut off the foreign aid and say, until you fix this, you know, we're going to withhold the payments.
There you go. All right. Jason Chaffetz, his new book is called Deep State. You can pre-order it right now. Jason, thank you very much.
Somebody breaking into this country, you break a law to get in, that somehow you're going to honor the laws on the other side? I mean, that doesn't make sense whatsoever. And I don't even know how Democrats can support this other than they're just so deranged over the Trump election that they've absolutely lost their minds. There's, you know, and then with this Philadelphia mayor, I mean, does he have any conscience whatsoever, knowing that his policies did this to one of his fellow citizens? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And I don't particularly care for what Andy Biggs wrote either, is I don't think we need to get punitive. I think we have a Mexican president who's taken office, says, look, he wants to watch his side of the border. So we've got to do things to help and reward and encourage that said statement. And I think there's a win-win policy that can come out of this. But it's almost like we got to get out of the politics of this thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it is that critical. I know that for those of you who have seen Hamilton on Broadway, you think you know everything there is to know about U.S. Or United States Treasury and our debt and all these things. But I'll tell you, there's so much more to the story. You know, it's kind of scary. I want to bring our author on now, Gregory May. Gregory, his brand new book is Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. Gregory, it is a bit laughable, I'm sure, for you when you see how people are now relying on Broadway for their history lesson, right?
Well, it is too bad, yes. I mean, I guess we can learn about as much history from a Broadway musical as we can learn from Shakespeare's history plays.
Exactly. I mean, hey, I mean, hopefully what it does is it motivates people to look into it a little bit deeper, and maybe that's been the case. But for you, what you've done with Jefferson's Treasure is that you've broken this down to really bring it into a cause and effect to where we sit today, $21 trillion and counting.
That's right. I mean, it was Alexander Hamilton who first set up a fiscal system for the United States, but Jefferson and Albert Gallatin, his Treasury Secretary, took it apart. And the system that they put in place was the American financial system until the early 20th century. Mm-hmm. So for us to think that it was Hamilton's system that set everything going and we've had it ever since is a real gap in historical understanding.
Exactly. Well, like so much of today's history, and this is what we've, pursued, I got to tell you, Gregory, is that we've got to get it right. And this is what concerns me right now in this information age in which we live in. The mainstream media, I believe, is doing a great disservice to the future generations by not documenting history. They're getting caught up in infotainment and all these other aspects that have little to do with their main reason to exist, and that is to document history. They should be driving deep into this situation, whether it's, the Russian scandal or Hillary Clinton, on down, to make sure that we have a better or the best documentation of history, for the next generation to look back and appreciate and maybe, learn from our mistakes.
Well, there's certainly a lot to be learned by looking back at how we managed our money 200 years ago.
You mentioned that there was a shift. What happened that we moved from, you know, Gallatin's plan to the plan that we have today that has us $21 trillion in debt?
Well, Jefferson and Gallatin were determined to pay down the debt that the nation had inherited from the Revolution. And they put in place a program for annual repayments of fixed amounts that by 1835 had repaid the federal debt. And throughout the 19th century, whenever there was a war or national emergency, of course, the debt spiked, but we regularly paid it down. Indeed, we even paid down much of the debt after World War II. It's really just been in the last part of the 20th century that we've lost a grip on our fiscal situation to the extent that we have today. And much of it, in fact, has happened within the last 20, 25 years.
Wow. How much does the Fed, the Federal Reserve, play into this?
Well, we didn't even have a central bank in this country between the 1830s and 1913. Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve is, in the great scheme of things, a recently added addition to our fiscal, our financial and monetary policy. It probably has done a great deal to stabilize our economy, which was characterized by huge booms and busts throughout mm-hmm. the 19th century. And of course, that's what it's charged with. It's charged with trying to smooth out the high points and the low points in our economic cycles.
Why was that so important, to smooth things out, as opposed to, you know, allowing the free market to breathe and for it to run its course? Because I always get concerned, Gregory, I don't know about you, but whenever we start manipulating things, we now enter into the arena of unintended consequences.
Well, that's true. But, of course, the greatest manipulation to our economy comes from government policy more than from the Fed. The Fed is just trying to ensure stability in the value of the currency, mm-hmm. Whereas our spending and taxing policy, not to mention some of our trade policies, introduces wild variations from what the market otherwise would produce.
Mm-hmm. So here we are, you know, as I say, $21 trillion in counting. We have a debt calculator on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and lest you forget, you know, how it's mounting up by the seconds here. How do we reverse this? Are we just so far down the road? Because I've heard some economists, especially when we were in the arena that, where debt was so cheap. I mean, you could borrow money, and we're still a little bit in that. So the temptation is, hey, let's take advantage. Let's borrow all the money we can because it's cheap money right now. But like anything, there's always the day when it comes to it comes home to roost.
Well, right now, the interest payments, even at the very low interest rates, the interest payments on our national debt cost between 7% and 8% of total federal spending. And that may not seem like a lot until you compare it to the 12% that's available for discretionary spending of any kind. The rest of the budget is really committed to entitlement programs and military spending. Mm-hmm. So if we want to do anything about our debt situation, we need to be willing to make some very hard, uncomfortable, and hugely unpopular choices. Between higher taxes or lower government spending.
Exactly. Well, and I think that in having an outsider in the White House right now, you may disagree, is a benefit. I look at Donald Trump kind of being like a chapter 11 you know, operative CEO coming into a business and cleaning up some of the messes, you know, that were left behind by the by his predecessors. And, you know, that's the opportunity, because Donald Trump seems to be not beholding to any of the K Street lobbyists and other special interests that have all contributed. I mean, it's been a sum total. I mean, if anything has been bipartisan in D.C., it has been the management and mismanagement of our debt, is it not?
Well, I'm wondering, yes, there's certainly a lot of responsibility on all sides, and I'm wondering whether anything really has changed if you look at our most recent tax bill.
Exactly. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it's like, okay, where do we get on top of this? And maybe you can help us on the other side of the break. You know, if you were king, what would you do, okay? 15 minutes after the top of the hour, Gregory May is here. We're talking about his book, Jefferson's Treasure.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the light.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Gregory May, author of the book Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. Gregory May worked as a corporate tax lawyer in D.C. and New York for 30 years. And Gregory, this book is an incredible study. Why, you know, what motivated you to write this book? I mean, this book had to be written.
Well, it did need to be written. What motivated me to write it was the fact that I never really felt satisfied with the explanations that we get about what gave rise to the political parties in the 1790s and what Jefferson and his party and Hamilton and their party were really fighting about. It often gets presented as a fight over who wanted to back the British and who wanted to back the French. Mm-hmm. But it was really about money. It was really about government taxing and spending. And the best way to tell that story, it seemed to me, was through the life of the man who was at the center of the fight on Jefferson's side.
Mm-hmm. Well, you argue that Hamilton was for tariffs. He put the nation into debt. Albert Gallatin, Hamilton's nemesis and successor, was for loans. And he subsequently made the nation debt-free. So what is that telling us?
Well, Gallatin was for repaying the loans.
Mm-hmm.
He inherited from Hamilton's administration a debt of about $87 million, which doesn't sound like a lot to us, but it was a huge amount of money in those days. Most of that debt had been inherited from the Revolution, but some of it had been run up during the Washington and John Adams administrations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what Gallatin insisted was that we had to pay it down because a nation in debt was a weak nation.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that national strength ultimately would come from our financial strength. And the only way to ensure that was to make sure that we had plenty of room to borrow money in national emergencies, which wasn't going to be true if we were already hugely in debt.
Exactly.
And by 1835, under Andrew Jackson, all the debt had been repaid.
Now, in the book, you address tariffs. I mean, a lot being discussed today with trade wars and that. Break that down for us.
Well, at the beginning of the country, and really until the early 20th century, most federal revenue came from tariffs. But tariffs were imposed originally not to protect American industry, but simply to raise revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, tariffs tend to be regressive. In other words, by raising prices, they really are a tax on people of lower incomes,
mm-hmm,
more than they are a tax on the well-to-do. But in those days, tariffs were regarded as progressive because since most people didn't have money and didn't spend money, it was only the wealthy who had money to buy imported goods who were effectively paying the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a different way of looking at it than we look at it today. Indeed, there were arguments on up through the Civil War that imposing a tariff to protect industry was unconstitutional.
Well, and as you write, these protective tariffs destroyed competition, they raised consumer prices, and diverted capital and industry into channels generally less profitable to the nation. So again, we get these unintended consequences that come into play. So what are we learning from this?
Well, I think we've known for a long time that that protective tariffs are not a good thing for a developed economy. Developing economies may need protective tariffs in order to get important industries started. But once an economy has developed, tariffs that protect failing parts of the economy are inefficient. And in the long run, they cost all citizens money, particularly citizens of lower incomes.
Well, Gregory, you bring up a point here that we're realizing. I just don't know if we have the intestinal fortitude as a body and even in our leadership, because they've picked up some bad habits along the way. They feel like the only way to get reelected is to give the people more of what they've given them. So they've of course have expanded the entitlement class, which is works against them. It works against everybody here. And the principles that you say that Gallatin and Jefferson had employed here in terms of buying down the debt and also containing the federal government by restraining its fiscal power. But now, at $3-4 trillion of government that we pay for every year, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm not sure we're restraining government much these days.
No, we're not. No one on any part of the political spectrum is exercising much fiscal responsibility these days.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what has happened in other countries where their national debt has gotten out of hand, it should be a warning to us. Even a prosperous country like Japan, mm-hmm, has had decades of economic stagnation.
Why did the Federalists despise Gallatin?
Well, some of them gave him grudging respect because they knew he was very able, but they disliked him for a number of reasons. On a purely visceral level, they hated him because he was a foreigner, and they were nativists who really did not like people who had not been born in the United States. They also disliked him because he wanted to cut federal spending, and they thought that would compromise the strength of the central government that they had just created. So on both personal and policy levels, they didn't like the man at all.
Well, we still have that dynamic tension today. I say even above party, it is that one side wants a bigger government, and, in simple terms, one side wants a bigger government, the other side wants a smaller government, right?
Yes. Although neither side appears to exercise much discipline in trying to achieve their purposes.
Well, in the book, you address, some of the greatest financial challenges that Gallatin had to face. Let's give our audience a couple examples.
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, at the beginning was the size of the debt. But as time went on, it was the trade disruptions caused by the Napoleonic Wars in Europe that were causing great difficulty for America's transatlantic export trade and ultimately led us into war with Britain in 1812. And those conflicts presented huge financial challenges to a country that was raising most of its revenue from import duties. If trade was disrupted, then finances also were going to be disrupted. And when war came, of course, the cost of a new war was ruinous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, one final question here as we wrap things up. We got less than 60 seconds. Everybody knew about Gallatin back then, but you talk about the forgotten man. He's a forgotten man, isn't he?
Yes, he is. His statue's in front of the Treasury, right beside the White House. It was put up in the 1920s, and since then, he's been forgotten.
Well, he is the most famous founding father you've never heard of, and how he saved the new nation from debt. This is a must read. I mean, the research, the whole aspect of this presentation, Gregory May, is outstanding. Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. The book is available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website as well. Gregory, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen NFL players knelt or raised their fists before preseason games last night. This morning, President Trump tweets, "The players are showing outrage over, quote, something most of them are unable to define." And he says they should be suspended without pay. Some players started protesting social injustice and police brutality that way in 2016. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged down more than 200 points amid European currency worries and a report that shows inflation here in the States is up.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department points to a steady increase in inflation pressures that will get the attention of the Fed to possibly increase interest rates.
USA Radio's John Clemens. The Labor Department saying the consumer price index was up 0.2% in July and 2.9% from a year earlier. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you got to love that chain breaker, don't you? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, hey, don't be alarmed. We're happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Yes, okay? Not like they said in the old days in the administration. This is the truth. You get to choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins. For more information, all you do, give them a call. Tell them we told you to call them. 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit LibertyHealthShare.org. They're also linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, let me ask you, what if the way you've always heard or understood a portion of Scripture keeps you from seeing something new that could change your life? Well, a composition of three books that we're going to talk about with the author. Doug Newton is with us right now. And this compilation of three books, the Fresh Eyes series, is written by author and ministry leader Doug Newton. And it's going to leave you seeing passages in a completely new way. Doug, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Doing well. It's great to be with you today.
Well, tell our audience why the series. I mean, this is a three-part series, three separate books. We got Fresh Eyes on Jesus' Parables, Fresh Eyes on Famous Bible Sayings, and Fresh Eyes on Jesus' Miracles.
Well, I've pastored for about 40 years, and through my years in the pulpit and teaching and just working with people, I recognize that over time, the typical Christian hears lots of sermons, studies the Bible, and just winds up relating to the Bible a lot of times as if, you know, every chapter or every story has one basic idea or thought in it. They get that down and they figure, okay, I got that one figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And wind up missing just the depth, the richness of every passage, that every time you come back to the Word, because it's inexhaustible and because it's where God wants to meet us with His Spirit to guide us and speak to us.
And it is alive.
That's right. It is living.
Yes.
So, but what winds up happening is we don't realize how our minds are almost like an etch-a-sketch, and it's imprinted by previous thoughts. And you have to learn these techniques of how you kind of tip your mind upside down and shake it and start fresh every time.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've reminded people that at least 250 times in the Old Testament, you come back with this refrain, remember, or don't forget. And I figure the reason that God says that so repeatedly is because we're so likely to forget.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, and we forget, I think, most basically, that the Word of God is not just a body of information to be kind of learned and stored away, but it is that place where we meet the Lord for fresh bread every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you think of it like consuming a meal, I mean, if you were with me during my Marine Corps training, you didn't get to savor. I mean, you were given seconds to eat while you were going through training, Doug.
Yeah.
So there was no savoring. But when you pause for a moment and really consider what you just explained about the Word of God, Jesus himself said, you know, it's not by bread alone, but by the Word of God that comes from his very mouth that I live on. I mean, on a surface level, we appreciate and can understand the significance of God's Word, but unless you do like what the what Psalm says oftentimes, you know, Selah, you know, stop, meditate, and really drill down into it and savor the Word of God, because that's I find myself doing that, Doug, and I go, why am I doing this? And I, you know, maybe it's urging of the Holy Spirit telling me to slow down. You know, I get sometimes I'm so A-oriented, so type A-oriented that I want to blast through something. And I tell myself, I go, oh, I'm going to come back to it. But I don't. And, you know, and the times when I'm able to, especially during my Sabbath, when I have more time focused on it, I go, why can't I do this every day?
Yes, right. Well, I think also people who know they need to stop and they need to slow down and spend more time in the Word, when they set that time aside and actually enter into that kind of time, they still sort of face a blank screen in their mind going, okay, so now what do I do? You know, what does meditation mean, and what are the techniques that I can use my mind for that actually helps to make this time of meditation productive? And that's actually what I'm trying to do in the three books. Is there are a total of 31 chapters in the three books, and in each one of the chapters I present a new insight on familiar passages, but my biggest hope is to demonstrate a technique that I used, mm-hmm. that actually opened up that particular insight, and then give the reader a chance to practice that technique on their own. So it's really showing people, here's what you do with your mind. Here's
exactly
how you approach meditation and reflection on Scripture with these very easy-to-understand techniques that they can practice.
Well, let's give them an idea, fresh eyes on Jesus' miracle. For example, chapter 1, got wine? Turning water into wine. How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, in that case, a very simple technique is to actually imagine yourself in the situation. I have a collection of techniques that I call virtual reality techniques, where the text doesn't, you know, the text gives us enough information a lot of times to sort of see a little bit about the story, but if you actually imagine yourself in that story, it tends to bring things into a much more vivid kind of picture. So in that particular story, it's very interesting that as you enter into the story and you see yourself maybe in the position of the servants that Jesus said to go fill the water jars, these six stone water jars with water, the thing that begins to make sense as you really try to understand how would they have done that, what would they have had to do? They wouldn't have done it the way we do would do it today, where you bring the hose around and you fill it up. They're going to have to do that literally by carrying small buckets of water. And they wouldn't even be able to carry the water pots because they'd be heavy. So you'd literally have to be making trips back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to the city well. And if I put myself in that situation, I'm going to get tired of the repetition of that activity. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting that John said they filled them to the brim. So when I put myself in that story, I think, my goodness, he's wanting us to see the quality of their obedience. And I think the reason why is that Jesus is the one, and he's the only one, who could have turned water into wine. But how much got transformed was related to how much water the servants brought. And the fact that they filled it to the brim meant that they got a lot more wine out of that water. And it reminded me of that hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we don't carry everything to God in prayer. And so I challenge people, you know, the water pots really can represent our prayer life. And the question is, do we fill those water pots up, bringing everything to the Lord in prayer? Because that's what's necessary in order for everything to get transformed.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Doug Newton, we're visiting with him, his Fresh Eyes series. More to talk about. Stay with us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Lady America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Doug Newton, his series, the Fresh Eyes series, Jesus' Miracles, Jesus' Parables, and Famous Bible Sayings. Doug, a little bit of his background, is the co-founder, director of the National Prayer Ministry of the Free Methodist Church of the United States of America, the author of 9 books. He served for 30 years as a senior pastor and for 15 years as editor of Light and Life magazine. You know, we made reference to just one of the chapters of the book addressing the fresh eyes on Jesus' miracles. And the other chapters, just briefly here, Time Will Tell, Healing the Royal Official's Son, Day Workers, Peter's Healing the Lame Man, Fish Sandwiches, Feeding the 5,000, Dead Pigs, Exercising the Demonic, Travel Plans, Calming the Storm. I mean, Doug's just done an outstanding job here in giving us some insight. I mean, when you have somebody who's been in ministry this long, especially in prayer ministry, you know, they are in the throne room of God, you know, on a daily basis, if not on a continual basis, as Paul would say. And you appreciate the wisdom that comes from their experience and how much through their experience they know their God. And what he shares with us is just so, so valuable, as he just gave us a perfect example in turning, you know, the water to wine, to how we approach the Word of God. In, you know, in opening, you know, in having fresh eyes on Jesus' parables, Doug, I want to address, let's take a look at, we'll do chapter one again. Hello, Turkey, the Hidden Treasure. What's that telling us?
Well, in many cases with Scripture, we start off making an assumption that can sometimes keep us. It's like if you ask a question a certain way, it may keep you from actually seeing what's really there. And so the technique I use in this parable, that I try to demonstrate in this parable, is called checking for warrants. kind of like when a policeman comes to your house and they want to search your house, they have to have a warrant. And so it's appropriate to see that warrant. And so when we come to famous parables, particularly, we have to recognize that there are certain assumptions that we come with. And in this one, it's the one where the man buys a field because he finds the treasure in the field, and he sells everything he has, and in his joy he buys that field because he wants the treasure. But the assumption that we make is that the man is a person like us. And so what typically we get out of this particular parable is that the kingdom of God should be so precious to us that we would be willing to give up everything in order to obtain it. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it more carefully, and if you kind of put that assumption aside and you start fresh, what you're going to see is that it's likely that when Jesus was telling that parable, he was referring to himself, and that he is the one who came into this world, found treasures, namely human beings who were lost and hidden, and he wound up selling everything he had, in other words, giving up everything, and in his joy, he purchased this world back. He redeemed this world so that he could reclaim his treasures. And it turns out that really fits the gospel. You know, in his joy, Jesus, went to the cross. He purchased us, and now this world, like Handel said in the Messiah, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ. So that look at that particular parable just changes everything about seeing that Jesus is all about finding, rescuing, reclaiming us as his possession so that we totally belong to him.
The way this book is laid out, it includes questions for reflection and discussion, which automatically, makes it very appropriate for small group studies, so that if you're thinking of, a new study, this is something that you really need to consider. I mean, this series, it isn't, I'm sure what will happen is you will do one series and you cannot put it down. You're going to want to get into the other two as well. This is going to bless you, like I said. So after each chapter, you've got questions and reflection, so you can have a discussion. And of course, we go back to that reliable admonition from the Bible that tells us that as iron sharpens iron, we can participate in that. Doug, let's talk about famous Bible sayings. I'm going to let you pick one. Which one do you want to focus on right now?
Well, again, these are all demonstrations of techniques. I think that when Jesus said, love your neighbor, one of the techniques that I use is what I call Scrabble time. And when we play Scrabble, one of the things that you do is you keep rearranging the letters, the seven letters that you have, in hopes of just rearranging them might help you to see it from a different angle and come up with a word. A lot of times that's what we need to do when we come to Scripture, is we just rearrange or coming at it from a different angle, or rearrange how we look at it. So, for example, just looking at the word neighbor, we tend to look at the word neighbor from the point of view of somebody who's next to us in location. Okay, that's the standard way of looking at it. But years ago, when I was a president of a small boarding school in Appalachia, we had a problem with one of our buildings where the septic tank started leaking and the sewage leaked into the basement of the home. And when we found the problem, it was because back in the 1930s, when some guys built the home, they used one of the foundation walls of the house as one of the four walls on the septic tank. And so erosion being what it is, over time, the sewage started seeping in. And it was at that moment that I realized that what was happening was, because they were cutting corners on laying up the septic tank, we wound up paying a price for that later on in the next couple generations. And so a neighbor is not just somebody who's next to us in location, but someone who's next to us in time.
Exactly.
Somebody who's going to be coming down the pike after us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just puts a whole new spin on what it means to love your neighbor, to be thinking about doing the work well that we're doing now, not making other people kind of pay a price for us scrimping now. And it just adds a new wrinkle, a new dimension to the whole idea of loving your neighbor.
You know, and to dovetail this, I know it is in a consequence of how we look at our country today. I guess this is one of the reasons, Doug, that I've been, you know, reminding everybody that it's not about us today. It's about the legacy. It's about our children and our grandchildren. You know, what kind of country is going to be left to them? I mean, they are, as you say, as well, our neighbors. Let's talk about the old cross. I love the old rugged cross. Why is it so rugged?
Well, many times this technique I use is what I call primary school, which just reminds people that over time, all sorts of ideas and thoughts get attached to some of the main ideas of the Bible. And you have to keep asking the question, what is the primary idea to attach to this? And a lot of times when Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me, a lot of times people think of the cross as suffering. And of course it is. But the suffering was secondary, because the point of the cross is that what Jesus was doing, he was sacrificing himself precisely so that he could be a remedy to the problem that someone is having because of their own bad decisions, their own sin, their own neglect. And so it's not really a cross. We're not really taking up a cross until we are sacrificing ourselves for someone else's fault or problem or neglect, until we're stepping in and somehow absorbing the consequences of their own bad decision. That's really loving in the way that Jesus was loving on the cross. And that's what makes it rugged, because it's hard. It's hard to do that. It's hard to take on the consequences of somebody else's decisions and kind of suffer on their behalf.
I kind of looked at it too, Doug, as, you know, because it's rough like sandpaper. And it will take those spots, those areas that are rough in our lives that need to be smoothed out. And a rugged cross, you know, with contact with those rough spots in our lives, it can be a smoothing agent. Is that fair?
Oh, it is. And what you're doing is you're demonstrating the very point of these books, is that there are just so many different angles. Mm-hmm. The truths of Scripture.
So this is your fault, right?
Now, what's that?
I'm teasing. I'm saying this is your fault. You got me thinking like this already now.
Yes, right. And that's part of the thing that I want to get across through the books, is I want to be saying to people, you can do this. This is not something that's reserved. The doorway into good Bible study is not through just the scholarship that a pastor or a Bible scholar does. The path into Scripture is God's invitation. And when you get inside the Word of God, you can do this. And so every chapter has a video associated with it to actually work with another passage so people can practice using the technique that I demonstrate. Because I really want people to learn how they can use these simple techniques and wind up enriching their own study of Scripture.
And as you say, it's a bit customized, because everybody's going to have their own takeaway. As we talked about, the Bible being the living Word of God. I mean, you know, so we don't necessarily have to agree. It's what your takeaway is by applying this technique. This is awesome. What a gift, Doug. I really appreciate you and appreciate your ministry. And thank you so much for fresh eyes on famous Bible sayings, fresh eyes on Jesus parables, and fresh eyes on Jesus miracles.
How fast does heart and body extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A big Berkey.